I'm not surprised. I read the criminal complaint early on, and it was clear to me that the former speaker violated the law and was in big trouble.
Now, what impact do you think this has on the perceived integrity of your body?
Well, it definitely doesn't reflect well on our body that right now you have the former Assembly Speaker and the former Senate Majority Leader both facing criminal charges in federal court. But I think now is the time for the Assembly and the Senate to really take a good look at our rules. And I believe we should reform our rules to severely restrict outside employment. Most of the recent cases have been about people using their official position for their own personal profit. And it's because there's really no rules now on outside employment and very lax conflict of interest rules. So we need to reform those items.
And, of course, you know, a lot of that trial dealt with that issue. But would that type of reform go far enough to deal with some of the issues that we've seen, not just in this case, but in a number of other cases over the years?
I do think at the heart of it is people trying to use their elected official position to and monetize that to try to make personal gain. And most of that income is reported and out there. But certainly what the former speaker said was, well, it's not against the law. But the jury clearly decided that it was, in fact, against the law. Congress made these changes right after Watergate. And since then, the scandals regarding employment and fake jobs have pretty much dissipated in Congress.
What type of appetite do you think there is for this type of reform?
I think there is pretty good appetite. Fully 75% of assembly members don't bring any outside income in. So it's really, it was people like Shelley Silver who wanted to keep the system the exact same way so he could continue to benefit.
And yet we've seen these trials, you know, going back many years, and you're saying that there really hasn't been reform in this arena.
There has not been a reform around outside employment and conflict of interest, and those are the two items we need to focus on to prevent these things from happening again, but most importantly, to restore the public's trust in their government.
Now, have you talked with any of your peers since this verdict came out?
I did. My peers and I have been talking throughout the week. And really the question, the legal question that was put to the jury was business as usual illegal? And the U.S. attorney said it was illegal, and the jury agreed with that assessment.
Interesting. Anything else you'd like to add on this, Sean?
I think we got it.
Excellent. Well, thank you. We'll get this on the air, and we appreciate you calling back so quickly.
No problem, Brian.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.